Blog Talk Radio.
And he's the same forevermore. He will always be the same. He's not wishy-washy back and forth. He's always the same. That's the spirit of the enemy. God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. God bless all of you on the prayer line. Let's go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, my God, we thank you for the privilege of coming before you today and forevermore, Lord. We just thank you for everything that you've done. You've always been there for us. Been there in the morning, in the evening. When the sun goes down, you're there. We want to praise you and thank you for everything. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for waking us up this morning, for resting our bodies on last night, and for touching us with your finger of love. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lord, for saving us and sanctifying us, and for the Holy Ghost that keeps us. You're so generous. Left us a comforter who has comforted us in every realm. And we thank you for it. Making our enemies our footstools.
Thank you, Jesus.
And for giving us great health and great strength. And most of all, for the Holy Ghost. Thank you so much.
Thank you
for this prayer line this morning. Bless everyone who participates. Thank you for the blog line. And for what you've done on it, God.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord, for everything you've done. You're a mind fixer and a heart fixer and a mind regulator. Yes, you are.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you for the blood bath. You washed us in your blood. Thank you for everlasting life. Thank you for holding your hand over us, Lord, and protecting us from every evil thing.
Yes, Lord.
Enemy means to sift us as wheat, to try to destroy us. But God, thank you for the oil of the anointing that has been sprayed all over us and causes demons to flee. Thank you for it. Bless on this line. Bless every ambassador, every ambassador elect. Bless every mother, every person on the line. Don't let them leave the same way they've come. Bountifully help them and lift them up. Those who have loved ones who need saving, save them. Those who are our loved ones in prison, deliver them.
Yes.
Those who are sick, heal them, Lord.
Yes, Lord. In the name.
Those who are in trouble, deliver them, Lord. And God, that's the prayer line, the goal. Up, 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 up. Let what we have seen in the past few years on this prayer line, let it be only be a beginning. Lord, I pray it again. Let what we have seen in the past few years, 7 years, on this prayer line, let it be only be a beginning of what you have in store for us.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. Am I praying correctly, Lord? Yes, in the name of Jesus and for the glory of God, let this be so, I pray. God, if I'm lost or if the prayer line has lost any time, perhaps 2 years, I pray in the name of Jesus that you let us make a 2 years or 3 years journey in one day. In one day, I pray. You did it for Jonah. He was in the belly of the well, and when he came out, Lord, you let him make a 3 day journey in one. I'm asking you to have no respect to persons. Do that for me. Do that for this prayer line. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Now bless everyone. Bless, 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 bless. Let the people know that you have only let what we've come through on the prayer line the last two, three, 4 years, whatever, and God, he will let it only be a beginning of what shall come in the future. I ask it in the name of Jesus for the word of God and your promises on it. So it cannot be any other way. I bind any other thing on this earth, and you said it's bound in heaven. And I loose ultra awesome blessings on this prayer line. And you said they shall be loosed in heaven. Thank you for it in Jesus' mighty name. Thank God. Amen. And amen and amen. Good morning, Lord. I mean, he's in the room.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Lord.
I ought to speak to you.
Good morning, Lord.
And speak to God. He holds the blessings in his hand. I wouldn't misuse him. Let's try it again. Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Good morning, Lord.
Amen. And let's get ready to commence the line with praise. God is real. And if you believe he's real, why don't you treat him like he's real? Yeah. Why don't you open your mouth and praise him, give him what he deserves this morning? I'm going to say praise check. That's your time to not wait and to come in. Don't let be the last one on the line praising God. Be the first one. Make your goal to be the first one in the name of Jesus. And here we go. Praise check. Lord, thank
Lord,
you. Whatever you may be. Let me tell you, have you ever heard of anything like this? Wake up and smell the coffee and see what God is doing. Learn to recognize something that God is doing unusual. Amen. Don't be like people who have never been out of their town. They don't know nothing. They don't think nothing. They don't think big things, all that kind of thing. Learn to challenge the works of the Lord and think that he's going to do something magnificent, spectacular. Amen. God is able to do all we think. Yeah. He's able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think. Amen. Don't put him on the level of human beings. Human beings will fail you. They're flighty. They're not steady. God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Expect great things out of him. As you ask God for something in 2015, God said he's going to do miracles like we have never seen in 2015. Now, he said in 2014 he was going to give us blessings like we've never seen. Did he do that or not? He did it for me. He has no respect to persons. So he said he's going to give us up, he said, up to a new level of miracles like we've never seen in 2015. And if we praise him enough, you might see one before this year is out. Amen, 2014. Amen, he's a miracle worker. He can work things like you've never imagined. While you're trying to figure it out, he's already got it worked out. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
All right. Let's go into our area of praise for our... Oh, my God. Let me go to the Wisdom Seminar again. Wisdom Seminar. We're only a few days out before Christmas. Thank God for the youth prayer line, Ambassador Pfeiffer last night. Yeah. Who was so instrumental in talking about what does Christmas mean to you. Yeah. And that was a very good discussion. Amen. I still want you all to help people all around the world. This is the only church that some people give. I want to put some other things in their minds about what they can do for the Lord for Christmas. Amen. What they can do. Some are in villages. Amen. They don't have the resources like you have. Amen. So we need ideas that we can suggest to them. Amen. I suggest that you, for Christmas, the best... One of the best Christmas presents that you could ever give God, ever give to Jesus, yeah, is to win someone to Christ. Right there in your hamlet, right there around your area. If you win someone to Christ, oh my, 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 what a wonderful, wonderful present that would be. I suggest that if you may not have much, but such as you have, take something from what you have and bless somebody else. Amen. What a wonderful gift. God knows you don't have money like this person or that person. You don't have money like people in America. But if you will take from what you have, which may not be much, and share it with somebody else, you'll make the angels start shouting, glory be to God in the highest and peace on earth, as they did when Jesus was born. Oh, my God. I suggest that you take time to encourage somebody. Whether you are here in this country or in other countries, let me tell you something. Everybody needs encouragement. You take time to encourage someone around your area. It'd be one of the best Christmas presents because, you see, God works through people. He's trying to get the message all around the world through people. And if you take time to encourage that brother or that sister, tell them they're more than conquerors. They can make it. It's not over until God says it's over. I realize that in foreign countries, people are dying all around you. But since you're alive, you have the responsibility of sharing Jesus. How do you do that? Help them. Encourage them. Be there for them. They lose a son. They lose a daughter. Weep with those who do weep. And rejoice with those who do rejoice. Amen. Thank you. Look around there. They got two or three children, and they're still alive today. You ought to just rejoice with them that they made it till today. And God bless them to be alive. So many things we can share with you about how to be a blessing. One of the things I major in is trying to be unselfish and to remember others around me. That can be a wonderful Christmas present. Remember others around you. Amen. And the Lord will bless you. I'm going to open this wisdom seminar. Hopefully I pricked something inside of you that helps you to have something to say. The Lord uses people. Let him use you. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Let me pray for just a moment. Lord, I want to thank you in advance for what you do through this wisdom seminar and for your blessings. Oh, God, I appreciate it. Oh, I appreciate you more than I can express in words. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Somebody on the wisdom seminar, you got something to tell us that will help people everywhere. What would you do? What could you tell people all around the world? In just a moment, I'm going to ask you. I'm going to get the station identification first. Ambassador Hagen, are you there? Elder Strada, are you there? If so, let's go. Amen. Give us our station identification. All right.
I'll praise the magnificent name of the Lord. God bless you. We send a shout out to you, our Chief International Ambassador, Ambassador Johnson Wake. Welcome back. We're so glad to have you back. The others did a good job. Hallelujah. And we just thank God to have you back. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And we do honor, amen, Ambassador Lady Betty. Appreciate her. We thank God for our Mother to the Nations, Mother Adley Johnson. We do appreciate all of our ambassadors and ambassadors-elect, to all of the pastors, all of the other broadcasters, to all of our family all around the world, and to everyone who's listening. May God be ever bless each of you. This is Ambassador Hagen, and we're here live in the red studio of Blog Talk Radio. As you know, the Blog Talk Radio is the world's largest radio, social radio network in the world. And right now, the stats are going up, and we have more than 90 million listeners, and we give God praise for that. And they're listening all different tight ways. We have those that are tuning in from Facebook, iTunes, Twitter, and many of the other social networks. And even those that have their special hang radios are tuning in. And we thank God for the excellent job that our Chief International Ambassador is doing and getting this message around the world with the brand new spiritual awakening, and the world is catching on. And we are so excited. And we thank God for how God is using you, our Chief, our ambassador, and continue to do what you do, and may God ever bless you, sir. Back to you.
Thank you so much. Ellen Strada, are you there?
Thank you. Thank you,
Lord. God bless all of you on the prayer line here this morning. I think the Lord would have me say this, to invite you to the blog line. Every night, I don't know who would want to help God get 2 billion praises. Amen. There are blessings in it. I mean, great, great blessings in it. Amen. And I'm going to ask you to join us, if you would, tonight. You'll see what I'm talking about. Just we're going to make sure we're on tonight at 9 o'clock. Last night, the 10 o'clock hour had it. But we're going to be on tonight at 9 o'clock. We're going to check it ahead of time and get it straight. All right. Ambassador Hagen, if you can handle that for me, I'd appreciate it. Here's the number. You got a pen? Call this number and be a part of helping God get over 2 billion praises. The number is 646-595-2035. Again, 646-595-2035. God bless you. join me at 9 o'clock tonight, Central Time. And we want to just give God at least a couple billion praises collectively all over the world. People coming from every hamlet, every area you can name. And we thank God for it. Join us. Amen. All right, are y'all ready here? Let me thank God for those two persons, Ambassador Stern and Ambassador Hagen, who held our arms up on Monday and Tuesday. Started taking another day off today, but the Holy Ghost.
Ambassador Pfeiffer.
Amen. Ambassador Pfeiffer, thank you so much. Amen. And Ambassador Stern on Monday and Ambassador Pfeiffer on yesterday. And thank you so very, very much for helping to hold my arms up on those 2 days. I appreciate it more than I can express. And thank God for you. You did an excellent job. It was great. I know it was great because if it was not, Lady Betty would have said so. Thank her for all the great compliments she made toward you, Ambassador Stern, and you, Ambassador Pfeiffer. And I want to thank you for the wonderful job you did. I just, Monday and Tuesday, I just kind of needed some rest. And God bless you. let's open up the wisdom seminar here. Let's talk about how to celebrate Jesus on his birthday. Now, we all know everybody on this line is going to celebrate him first. Don't let it be said that you didn't give Jesus a celebration first, because his birthday is for him and for the whole wide world. But remember him first. Amen. I know we got some people who are going to try, you know, you get so caught up in this, caught up in that, caught up in your homies and caught up in your girlfriends, caught up in your friends around you, all those things. But don't get caught up. Don't get caught up. First things first. Amen. Learn to do that. You'll be a better person if you do that. Remember Jesus first. And that's a great present right there, because a lot of y'all have remembered him second and third and fourth and fifth, ninth and tenth and twelfth and 15th. But if you'll remember him first, that'll be a wonderful, wonderful celebration for Jesus Christ. I know others need things, but God needs your praise. He really does. He needs you to remember him first. All right, I'm opening the prayer line for others who want to share anything that you feel like the Lord has given to you. All right? I'm kind of just letting you think as I'm talking. You should be thinking. Don't just try to think. When I say the line is open to you, you're trying to think of something. No. That's why I went to station identification and all those things, so you have time to think. The line is open to you. How you celebrate Jesus. Give us some more things. Amen. Anybody else?
Good morning, and God bless you, Chief Ambassador. This is Ambassador Pfeiffer from Kentucky, and I just want to thank God and praise God for another day, another year, another time we can praise him and thank him, and thinking of ways to praise God and bless his holy name. When I can remember years ago, the holiday season, we would take the children around to the different nursing homes and sing Christmas carols to those that were shut in. And the people loved it so much, you could see them just crying and crying from tears of joy in there. And it was such a blessing. It brought back so many memories to so many of them. And you could hear some of the praise reports afterwards that it was just a refreshing to them. And I'm thinking that's something we can do. Choose several nursing homes or youth homes or even the VA, things like that, and just pass out tracts, sing Christmas carols, give them little gifts. It doesn't have to be a whole lot. They welcome anything that you can give them. And I just think that when we give, God will give back to us, because I can remember a year we sponsored the youth camp. And all while the youth were there and we were paying for everything out of pocket and everything, there was plenty of food, plenty of refreshments, plenty of everything to go around for life, for gas or transportation. And when the summer camp was over and the children went home, it seemed like it was hard for me to feed my own family. And Lord, just let me see that experience. Not that we went hungry or anything, but the Lord just let me see how he multiplied what we had because we were sharing. And I know there are a lot of giving people and loving people on here today that have so many ways that they can praise God and think about doing it. Just think of those that are shut in. Amen. And God bless every one of you on the prayer line this morning.
Thank you so much, Ambassador Hagen. I'm sorry. Ambassador Pfeiffer.
That's all right. I understand.
Let me just say this to you. That's beautiful, so beautiful. You just picked something in my mind here. I can see them there in Africa. Amen. I'm thinking about you right now. What can you do? Why don't you gather up some of the children there and just go from if they have doors, door to door or tent to tent, and just sing Silent Night or sing We Wish You a Merry Christmas. Just sing some Christmas carols to them. That's a wonderful thing. You can gather up 15, 20 kids easily. Amen. You can get up 150 easily. And just take them from place to place singing Christmas carols to them. What about going from hamlet to hamlet and knocking on someone's tent or on their door and say, the children just want to pray for you. And have the children pray. God will hear their prayers and do something unusual for them. I'm going to let those kids pray for those families in their own way. Lord, help. I can hear them now. Lord, help this family. Bless them, Lord. We rebuke sickness from this family. Help them. Amen. In India, the same thing. You hear me? Amen. I see what's happening in India. I've been there several times. And they got bodies laying out in the street. Life means so much. Amen. Why don't you go to some of those families and pray for them? God will hear your prayer, and the death angel will pass over. Amen. It would be an ultra awesome blessing to them. Mother Wilson, I see you in the queue. You want to say something, Sister Castillo? I see you.
I'm so grateful for the Lord being good to me and how he is blessing. I might be a little bit off cue right now because I was kind of checking with the children and I heard my name called. And I wanted to reference that, and I've been listening to the prayer line, and God has been good to me.
I am a designated driver. I've been taking seniors to various affairs, to the holiday get-togethers. I've taken them to musical and to some of the ongoing fashion shows. And I'm also, I have a friend who, her son is the pastor in Gary, Indiana, and they're calling me the designated driver for the first mother. So I just pray that I thank God for giving me the energy and the strength, and I am yet raising up the name of the Lord because Jesus truly is the reason for this season. Pray my
beautiful
strength in the Lord.
Beautiful. All right, we're going to Sister Castile in just a moment. Sister Emma Rush. Sister Thelma Rush, get ready. Mother Ellie Johnson, get ready. All right, Sister Castillo, what can
praise
you
Lord
do?
Well, I was thinking that I work in the medical profession, and I see a lot of seniors that come through, some married, some widowed, and different things. And I was thinking recently, I had a couple of thoughts, and I think this could be useful. You could call them up. You know, you could call up, because I have done that before, some that live alone and have been sick. You can call them and see how they're doing, and you could go visit them, because some of them I know, some seniors in your church or some that's in your building or in your neighbors. You could come, you could go visit them for an hour or so and talk to them, and they could tell you some stories, or you can listen to some of the things that has happened in their life and pray with them, and you could gain something from them also, because they have some really great stories and really great things that's happened in their lives. I think they like company, because as I talk to them over the phone at work, they'll keep you on the phone a long time, you know, telling you different things, and they kind of go off. So sometimes loneliness and visiting them would enhance their life and make them a little happy that someone paid attention to them.
Thank you so much. Beautiful. God bless all of you. Let me tell you something unusual, something y'all could do for Jesus for his birthday. All during 2014, the largest check you have written, possibly, has been a check in your behalf for you to pay your rent. Or the largest check you have written has been to get your cell phone. $300, $400, $500, $600, $700, $800 The largest check you have written has been to get that mink coat. The largest check you have written has been to get that St. John dress or whatever. You can tell, I spoke about this at Amazing Grace Sunday. You know, this day and time, you got to watch the devil. Just like in the wilderness, the children of Israel took the gold that God gave to them and melted it down while he was up on Mount Sinai trying to give them instructions through the Ten Commandments, wrote them with his own hand. But the children of Israel were so selfish. They took the gold that God blessed them to get from Egypt and melted it down and began to worship an idol god. That golden calf they made. I'm going to ask a question. Do you have or do we have idols in this day? I surmise that the enemy has made us become idols. You and me, everybody. That's a strategy to make you become an idol. Well, how you figure that, Dr. Johnson? I ain't no idol. Yes, you are. Because an idol is anything that is more important to an individual than God. Something more important than God is an idol. Some of y'all have proven that some things are more important to you than God. You say you love him. Some things, your girlfriends, your son, your daughter, are more important to you. You've proven it. Yeah. You're giving yourself 17 hours, 25 hours for yourself, and then you wouldn't even give God 30 minutes, you know, and complain about it if you did. We see who the idol is. It's proven. But I'm asking you, why don't you, in 2015, why don't you not put an idol of God before him? And think he going, God has got more wisdom than all of us. He sees you coming before you get there 10 miles. He knows what you're trying to do. Then you're going to try to cover it up with wise words. God's hip to all that. Then talk about how much you love him. He don't see secondhand stuff like that. Let me ask you, why don't you...
I'm not learning that.
One of your goals for 2015 to give him the largest check you've ever given to anybody. Why don't you set that goal to give him the largest check that you've ever given anybody? And let me tell you something. You cannot beat God-given. When you set that as your goal, you're going to set yourself up to be more blessed than you've ever been before. That goes on every level. Why don't you set it as your goal to give him a greater gift than you've given to yourself in 2015? That you're not going to become the idol. Amen. But you're going to give him a greater gift.
Why you say one word?
So, in the name of Jesus. Amen. I want to ask you to watch your line. If not, we will have to remove you from the line. We're trying to be kind to you, but please, watch your line. If you're having noise on your line, I'm asking you one time. I had some prophetess call me yesterday. They said, Dr. Johnson, they have been warned. I said, what do you mean? He said, they said, you have warned them two or three times. And God said, you warned them. Now leave it to him. Since you have warned them. I'm asking you if you would be careful with your lies. So that's one of my suggestions. Make God. And then I don't want it to sound selfish. But I want to just tell you, because you don't know what's happening. Ministries are the last things that people remember during this holiday. They never remember ministries. This is a very, very lean time for our ministry and for many other ministries around America. People, they don't think about that. If they can just get their family gifts, that's fine. But I want to just tell you another thing. Why don't you remember ministries? We've been on the line ministering all this year, and 5 days a week we preach to you. When have you ever had anybody at your church preach to you and you didn't give them
no coat?
You didn't even give them $1. It's important. It's important to remember ministries at this time of year because they're hurting. They're hurting very badly. All right. Okay. In your village, you can remember, you may not have any money, but maybe you have a banana or maybe you have an orange or an apple. It's kind of like when we used to do it in America. We just take an apple to the teacher, to our teacher when we were children. But that apple meant so much because it was from the heart. It would mean a lot. Amen. You might give an apple to somebody, give a banana, give an orange, give anything you have. Give some nuts. You got some nuts. Amen. Wrap it up in something. Amen. Might be you got a clean rag you're not using.
You don't have to
lock it. Tie that rag up and, you know, all pieces if you want to give gifts. And wrap the nuts up in a rag. You got to understand, the gift is what counts to those people over there. So, God bless you. All right, anybody else got any other ideas? How you can celebrate Jesus at this time of year? This small thing means a lot to people. Go ahead, the line is open.
Dr. Johnson, this is Rush.
Sister Rush?
This Saturday coming, that we're going to do, this Saturday, we're giving away coats to children.
Beautiful.
And grown-ups.
Beautiful.
And not only are we doing that this Saturday too, me and some more young people, we're going to door-to-door, give them Christmas cards, cookies, and peppermint, and fruit.
Beautiful.
And this Saturday also, a family, we adopted a family that her husband left her with four small children. And so we're getting beds and sheets and toys and whatever the children need for this year. So it's not a big congregation of us, but we like to give.
Beautiful.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. That's beautiful. All right. That reminded me of Amazing Grace this Sunday. We're going to have dinner for everybody. We're going to set up our sanctuary and we're worshiping until we complete our sanctuary. We'll worship it in our fellowship hall. But we're going to have round tables set up like a very high-class, first-class banquet, and inviting those hungry people and those who have friends who are hungry. Come eat with us. Amen. Come dine with First Lady Betty Johnson and me. Amen. And then we got 1,000 toys that are up there around the tree and everywhere else. We're going to give those toys out, every kid, at least 2 or 3 toys. Amen. We saw a little league football team. We didn't see them, but we knew of them. And we asked one of our ministers to invite the team and let them know that we got gifts for them. Because, see, there's some kids that don't have mothers and fathers at this time. Thank you, Sister Rush, for that. Amen. They don't have mother. They don't have a mother living, father living. They need help. Orphans. They need help. They need to know that somebody loves them. All right. God bless you. Anybody else on the phone? You have a way we can celebrate Jesus. Any other persons want to speak?
Well, praise the Lord, Chief Ambassador. It's a blessing to hear your voice this week and to have you back. We thank God for you. But I have shared a lot that the Lord has put in my spirit to do. But since I shared it the last time, this week my church is doing the very same thing. This Sunday, my young people, young ladies rather, they're married young ladies, they go way out the way decorating and setting up everything. And we're just going to have a wonderful Sunday closing out before the Christmas season with the church family and the community. So I really enjoy that. And then next week, my itinerary, everything that I need to do this week for my family and others is I'm doing it. But next week I have already set aside time that I will be out into the vineyard to the different nursing homes, giving out blankets, giving out my time, and just to do that. That's what the Lord has put in my spirit for me to do personally, and I'm very excited about it. So I thank God for him putting that in my heart, because we have nursing homes. I have a couple of nurses in my church family that works at nursing homes, and they let me know all during the year that there are some that never get a visitor except churches that come into